Starting a podcast like anything else can be challenging. In this week's podcast, I look back at how I started from my early days of sitting in a cupboard to start a podcast, to growing more confident and having amazing guests on the show that transformed me and certainly transformed many of my guests. But I also take a look back and look at each of the episodes I had a guest and look back on what we learned and share it with you. So hopefully you can figure out one of the podcasts you can go back and listen to that could transform you. You don't want to miss this. Welcome to the You Unleashed podcast with Femi Akinyemi, the podcast where we share ideas on how to rock it in the workplace and life in general. Sometimes I use stories from my past, and other times I bring people who know a lot more than I do to come into the studio and break it down with us. You know what I usually say? I have become a believer that done is better than perfect. So in whatever it is you do, just start. And then you keep going and you get better. And then perfection is not far away. But the important thing is you start. Do not fall into the trap of trying to achieve perfection. Do not fall into the trap of trying to make sure everything is laid out perfectly, that all your ducks are lined up in a row. Because the reality is this, it never happens. You create the environment through which you succeed. The environment is not given to you. So, done is better than perfect. Also, everyone, it's been almost a year now we've been working on this podcast and it's been a great success. We've had good things from a lot of people, but one of the things you can do for me is continue to share the word. Share this podcast with your friends, share it with your family, share it with anybody you think you want to see do better. It's available on all the major platforms, Apple, Google, Amazon, Spotify. Just search You Unleashed with Femi Akinyemi. But also do try and leave us reviews. I appreciate this isn't available on all the platforms, but certainly if you use an Apple phone or an Apple device, just go in there, click how many likes you want to give us. Hopefully it's 5 and leave a nice message. And hopefully that bumps us up. More people hear about us and we're on our way. With that said, let's get into it. Now, it's been an amazing year. It's been quite the ride for me, actually. And as we come to the end of this first season, where I take stock, sit back and listen and get feedback from everybody, but also I start to try to understand how we can level up, how we can take this podcast to the next level. I also want to take time to reflect on how I started. I quite remember it was one of these days where I was walking and saying, I do love to encourage people. I do love to speak. And podcasting would be a great way to do this. And I just started. I got my phone. I put some headsets in my phone and I started to talk. And I noticed the sound quality wasn't good. So what do? I go on YouTube. I go everywhere, find out how to create a podcast. And I just knew I had to start. There were so many reasons why I couldn't start the podcast or why I shouldn't have started. I didn't have a great microphone. I didn't have a laptop. And there were so many things. But I said, you know what? As long as I have a voice and I have a way to record, I am going to start this. So you wouldn't believe how ridiculous I looked. There was a point where I was sitting down in a cupboard in the dark to hide from anyone who could make any noise. Because when you create a podcast, one of the things you need is silence. Utter silence, because the mics are quite sensitive. I used to wake up at about 12 in the midnight and then I would be in a cupboard and I would be recording the podcast and I'd try to do it as fast as possible. Now, for those of you who've been our day one fans, you will notice that the sound quality wasn't always great. And even now, it's not the absolute perfect thing it can be, but it's way better. And you know what I usually say? Done is better than perfect. So I started. And there'd be some days where I'd get pillows and I'd create a little rectangular box with pillows. And then I'd squeeze into it and try to record a podcast. But I knew I had to keep going. one of the things I was learning was that you need to discipline yourself to do the things you want to do. And this is a lesson for everyone, really, myself included. It's never about, you don't have to, you have to start to be great. You don't have to be great to start, I think is what they say. So you have to start and greatness will come. And that's one of the things I had to realize. I had to form a habit and become a slave to the habit. I had to continue to create the podcast. And this is a lesson for everyone. It doesn't matter what you want to do. The first thing you have to do is just try to achieve consistency. Week in, week out. Day in, day out. Keep doing that thing you do. And you will start to realize that you're enjoying it because it brings you pleasure. And the more you enjoy it, the better you become at it. And then it becomes a habit. And that's what I found with the podcast. I continued to do it. And then one day I said, okay, I've got a habit. I've done it for about 12 weeks. How can I improve? Then I got a microphone and I listened and I said, wow, it's not that good. How can I improve? Then I got better headsets and on and on and on. So it's been quite the journey for me. But also in doing those podcasts, a number of things have happened to me. I myself have developed. Because as I've developed the art and understanding of the importance of consistency, I've also realized that as you are more consistent, you have more opportunity to improve. And the fact is that as I was consistent, the very thing it allowed me to do was create a discipline. A lot of people used to come to me at the time and say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And they were really good ideas. But I thought if I even try to do anything special right now, it's going to get complicated. I will get discouraged and I will stop. So I just kept doing it simply. ABC, ABC, ABC. I didn't try to overcomplicate it by going XYZ. It was just ABC over and over and over and over again. And then I realized, okay, I have the habit. What can I do next? I start to look at the podcast numbers, the number of people who listen, and I realize, okay, obviously people like to hear me, but maybe it's time I need to get somebody into the studio. If I get somebody into the studio, we bounce off each other, we talk, we share ideas, it creates a chemistry, it creates an energy. And I went, okay, let's invite a guest. So I invited my first guest and I looked at the numbers. And the numbers improved again. And I said, okay, so people clearly like me, but they certainly like hearing me talk to other people a bit more. So what did I do? I got more guests lined up. I checked out the numbers. The numbers were looking good. And I started to invite more guests. And that's how the improvement continued. As I got guests, I learned that sometimes it went well with the guests. Sometimes it didn't. But why didn't it go well? Usually it went well when me and the guest had a previous relationship. So once we jumped on the podcast, the energy was there already. We would start to talk. We would start to vibe. And I realized, okay, so when I select my guests, I either make sure they're guests I know, or before I bring them on, I find time to get to know them a lot more so we can build up a relationship. We can vibe together. And when people come on the podcast to listen, there's just this energy. So I started to do that. Now, if you notice the trend, what's going on here? I'm starting to improve. As I've started the podcast, I've gained consistency. Then I've invited guests. And as I've invited guests, I've realized some go well, some don't. But which ones go well? And I start to add energy. I start to find out the questions they like. I start to build up relationships so that we can have podcasts that touch people, that make an impact. So I start to do that. And as time goes on, we get the consistency. And that's where we come to at this point of the year. Believe it or not, I'm almost at 50 podcasts. We're not quite there, but I'm almost there. And that's almost a year's worth of podcasts. And like they say, a journey of 1,000 steps starts with a single step. When I started this podcast, I had no idea I would clock close to that number. But here I am. And when I started that podcast, I didn't think I would have thousands of listeners or thousands of people who have listened to my podcast. But here I am. Now, I don't say this to boast because the reality is there are other podcasts that are doing way bigger numbers in the millions for whatever reasons. I'd like to have a podcast that has lots of listeners. Will I get there? I don't know. I could end up sweating myself trying to think of the numbers, and I should a bit, but I'm probably more passionate about trying to make sure I create content I enjoy. And I also create content that my fans or people who come on the podcast to listen are impacted by. And the rest kind of takes care of itself. Because the definition of success, as everyone knows, can vary. If you get 1,000 men and you take 2 people, or 1,000 women and you take 2, and you ask them what is success, their definitions will vary wildly. And that's because success can sometimes be relative. What is success to me may not be success to you. But if we talk about failure, the definition can be pretty universal. It's the inability of a man or a woman to achieve his goals. You either achieve your goals or you don't, and they are your goals. But when it comes to success, how do you know? And that was it. So here I am, the end of a great season. I've learned a lot, I've matured a lot, and I spent the last 2 weeks thinking about how I'm going to improve. And as I bring this season to a close and I take a short break, as we come back with greater ideas, more ideas on how to take the podcast to the next level, I thought it would be good to check in, because one of the things I didn't want to do was, one, fall into the trap of, in trying to improve, not release a podcast. And then what happens is I lose a habit of consistency. Just as it was easy to or hard to develop the habit of consistency, you can just as easily lose it. There's a saying in a book I'm reading, which I'm enjoying quite at the moment, The World's Greatest Salesman by Og Mandino. And he says, habits, good habits, are the keys to success. Bad habits are the open doors to failure. In effect, if you have bad habits, the door is open and you fail straight away. But if you have good habits, it's a key. And that's one of the things I didn't want to do. I did not want to fall into the trap of, in trying to improve, not create a podcast. And before I know it, it's gone 4 weeks, 6 weeks. And before you know it, I lose momentum and we're back to square one. So that's that. But another thing came to mind of why I had to do the podcast, even though I was trying to take some time to review it, is I was speaking to a friend recently and he enjoyed one of our most recent podcasts, a podcast with Nigel Ipissing Fleming around becoming a practical dreamer. Awesome, awesome session. I encourage everyone who hasn't listened yet to listen to it. And one of the things he said was, I've enjoyed this podcast, but Femi, tell me, which of these podcasts is your favorite? Which one have you enjoyed the most? And it was a good question, because I thought back and I went, wow, which one have I enjoyed the most? Because here's the most important thing I've learned. There is not a single one of these podcasts that hasn't changed me, even in a little tiny way. You see, that's the importance of having conversations with people who are in a different level to you, or people who are different to you. They change you. You talk to the same people too often, you start to have the same thoughts, same actions, same mindset, and nothing comes out of it. But when you talk to someone different, there is this strange, interesting alchemy, this mix that means ideas start to come forth. So I said, wow, what have I learned? And I just realized that I started to look through the podcast that every single one of them has changed me or transformed me. And I can start from the very one, episode 23, where I spoke with Sadek Love about the art of becoming a public speaker. It's a podcast that's full of amazing ideas and teachings on how to become a better public speaker and what you need to become a public speaker. And I enjoyed it because me and Sadek go way back and we have a fantastic relationship. But he also helped me understand the importance of storytelling. You see, for every one of us, if you want to capture people, you've got to have a story. And if you find a way to present your content with a story, it doesn't matter which world you're in, with your friends, with your children, with your family, at work, in business, whenever you have a public speaking engagement, and speaking can be presenting even at work, or just speaking to your child or your friend, try to wrap it up in a story and you'd be amazed at how much difference it makes. And that's one of the things I took away from Sadek, is the power of storytelling. And the power of that, there will be nerves, but you've got to face it. But then I had episode 26, and I had Dr. Jim Smith, where he talks about how to make it through tough times and bounce back. Jim Packed. He's an amazing guy. He's got a great personality, full of energy. I couldn't keep up. But he was so vulnerable as well. He spoke about his son, who is autistic, and how his son is struggling. But then he struggled even more because his son was just being his son, a great, amazing child. But he had his own expectations, and it was only when he changed his expectations that he realized he has an amazing son, and he became thankful. And that was a tough time I was going through. And that made a big difference to me. It's certainly one listening to. But then we switch up to John Dabrowski, who was a basketballer at his younger age. And then one day he wakes up in his 30s and he's still living with his mom, sleeping on the couch. And he realized he had to turn his life around. And he'd played for England as a basketballer. He'd reached the height of fame. And he was in his 30s. He'd just gone through a painful breakup in a relationship that he thought would last forever. And if you talk to him now, he's got clear goals. He's an author of 2 books. He has a clear ambition. He has clear goals. And he even told me what he expects to be doing on his 70th birthday. That's certainly one that helps you understand that the game is not over till the fat lady sings. That's a saying, by the way. It's not over until your number is called. You can have goals at 70, at 80. As long as you're breathing, you should have a goal. But then we go to episode 28 to Philip Carrera, and we talked all about networking. Now, Felipe is Portuguese, so he brought this energy which people from that end of the world have. And we talked about networking at a deeper psychological level. One of the things I learned was that if you want to change careers or you want to change businesses, look at your network. If everyone in your network is in a different industry than the one you want to go into, you've got a problem. So when you want to change jobs, change industries, you have to start looking at your circle and changing it. But also, he spoke about the chemical side of it, about dopamine. And the most important thing to do is when you speak to people is make them speak about themselves. Tell them to tell you about their successes, their failures, what they've learned. People love to talk about themselves. And when you do that, you'd be amazed how people just gravitate towards you because you make them talk about themselves. Because what it does is it releases dopamine, which is a chemical which makes you feel good. So when you're networking at an event next time, make people talk about themselves. Tell them to tell you how they achieved where they got to. And you'd be amazed how they'd open up. In episode 30, I spoke to Lara Lauder, who was all about building a personal brand. And what I learned from Lara was, most importantly, I never thought about this, but the clothes you wear can have a massive impact on your mood for the day. Your skin tone means you have to pick certain colors of clothes. But when you pick the right clothes, it gives you a confidence. It gives you a swag. When you walk into the room, all of a sudden, your personal brand flows because it's self-promotion that comes from it. I definitely encourage you to read it. We had some great numbers with that. And then we went to speak about leadership with Eddie Turner in episode 31. What does it take to lead? Who is a good leader? Who is a bad leader? How do you develop the leader within you? It's interesting because as more we spoke, he helped me understand that every single one of us is a leader, whether you like it or not. There is someone that looks up to you, with your friends, with your family, with your children, in your home, in your local church, with your friends, anywhere. At some point, you are a leader. And you've got to learn how to develop the leader within you. But it also opened my eyes to the things stopped me from the leader I was destined to be. In episode 32, I sat with the great Maggie Semple. That was a personal favorite. It came at a time when the Black Lives Matter movement was such a topic at the moment. And as two black people, we spoke about the challenges of being a black person and excelling in the world as a minority. It was about breaking down barriers, and Maggie has certainly broken down barriers as a black woman. She was on the board of companies, so she knows what it takes to get to the top. And she helped me understand that, number one, you have to own it. You have to own your color. You have to own your race. You have to own your background. You have to own your life. Then number two, you have to learn how you network. And there is a way about it. And then number three, you have to put yourself in position by volunteering and all kind of things. The more you volunteer, the more you end up in these circles. And that applies to everyone, really. It's not about race, this particular principle. It applies to all of us. If we want to enter leadership sometimes, the other avenue is to volunteer. The more you volunteer, because it's free, you have an ability to showcase your abilities. And when you showcase your abilities, there will come a point where somebody wants to pay you for those abilities you've exhibited. Great stuff. Amazing, and it was insightful. But we can't talk about all of this and try to talk about, but from a physiological point of view, from our human bodies, how can we make sure that these bodies of ours are able to perform at a high level? It's all good me bringing guests to talk about some of this great stuff. But the reality as well is that your body has to be right, your mind, your mental health. So we brought in George Anderson, a coach, and he came in to bring a different angle into what it means to become a high performer. What do you drink? What do you eat? When do you sleep? All the things you need to do to look after your body so that it becomes a high-performing machine. That can mean that when the opportunities come, your body is in the right place. Your body is built to perform. Fantastic. I was quite amazed at the number of people that tuned into that. Because when I did it, when I did that podcast with George, I thought, we're talking about the body here, but it just goes to show that everybody wants to learn how to become a high performer. But everybody's also interested in looking after their physical bodies. It's a must listen. And I encourage you to go back and listen if you haven't. But then I had Mike Hedges. And Mike was smooth. He was good. And he spoke about, because he's someone who speaks and coaches a lot as well, the skill of navigating the politics of the workplace and how to get stuff done. You see, in the workplace, there is your skill set, there is your mindset, but then you still have to navigate the terrain of the workplace, the politics and all of that. And he was really good. He helped us understand it's the little things that can trip you up. The little things can slow you up from becoming what you want to be. And sometimes it's about knowing how to build relationships and how to find the right way to engage with people. I certainly recommend it. And then we had Uncovering the True You with Deji Akinyemi. In that episode, he spoke about what he went through and how he missed his purpose for a while because he was clinging onto other people's expectations of him. And that's a big trap we can all fall into. Sometimes we try to judge ourselves by other people's expectations, but we need to get to a place where we ourselves know who we are. We ourselves have a clear expectation of ourselves. And that's what was good about that episode. He helped with that. He brought his own personal experience. And then I had James Adeyemi. James was particularly good because he's a clergy, but he's also a coach. So he could bring that spiritual element, but also that practical element. And he helped us understand that you have to build your personal capacity through leadership. Before you can lead others, you yourself have to have what it takes to lead. Before you can lead yourself, you have to build the ability, the talent, and you have the capacity. If you can't lead yourself, how on earth can you lead other people? Great session. And then we got to Jane Oremosu. It was a special one. It was about knowing your worth and how to get paid for your true value. And that blew my mind, that session actually. It blew my mind because for a lot of time, I've always gone into places trying to focus on getting my money. But she helped me understand this. the most important thing is it's never been about the money. It seems counterintuitive, but it's always been about you trying to do your best, you trying to put your best foot forward. Because the moment you start to make it about the money, your performance is up and down. But once every day you come to work or you go in, you serve your customers, you make it about bringing your best game. That moment you bring your best, it does something to you mentally because it helps you understand that, look, I bring my best. And if I'm bringing my best to you, you have to reward me for it. You see, the moment you make it about the money, you're tying your performance to money and your performance is up and down. But the moment you know, look, wherever I am, I always bring my best. Wherever I am, I know who I am. Wherever I am, I look to excel. Then automatically, you also know that you expect to be rewarded for your best. And that becomes a non-negotiable and they will have to meet you there. Great session. Impactful. The feedback I got on that was just stunning. And that brings me to my most recent guest, Nigel Ipensing Fleming. Nigel's been a coach to me and he's almost a friend now. He's been through a lot. He's gone from being a world touring musician to setting up his own tech company. For a while he was a pastor. He's now a speaker. He's now a coach. He's just an entrepreneur full of energy. He never accepts no for an answer. He's looking to win, to succeed. He dreams, but his dreams are all practical. They're all about being victorious. And he shares some amazing insights in his story as he talks about how he became a practical dreamer, the little things he did to get to where he is. I share all of this stuff about my recent podcast and about what I've learned for a number of reasons, but one of the biggest lessons I've learned from all of this is it starts and ends with you. It starts and ends with me. You see, I can get the best guests. I can get Barack Obama. I can get anybody. And they will share a lot of stuff. But one of the things you'll always find is that with all the knowledge, with all the wisdom, with all the coaching, which is useful and very important, you listen to that, you absorb it. At some point, you need to get up and make the first move. You need to get up and do something. You need to apply it. There is knowledge, there is wisdom, and information, knowledge, wisdom. And it's all about the application. Because when you apply it, it becomes wisdom. If we don't apply all of this stuff, what happens? If you don't make a step, you don't do it. To become unleashed really means you make a step, you do something, you start. It's all about done is better than perfect. It's about taking all of these things that are shared over the past few weeks of this year and taking it into something you can do. So I encourage you to take some time out over the next few weeks. Listen to as many of these podcasts as you can and take the one thing you would do. Take the one thing you're going to apply. Take the one thing you like to try to do and just take the mentality of done is better than perfect. It's about starting and then taking it from there. Listen, everyone, I've had an amazing, amazing year creating this content. And as we take a couple of weeks to get ready to start to look towards season two, where we level up and transform the podcast, I want you to take some time to think that done is better than perfect. What is it that you could do that can make you become unleashed? What is it that you could do that could get you on that journey to start to transform? What is it you could take care of that could make you go to the next level? Because the reality is, nobody is perfect. We're always improving. The moment you don't improve, you're falling behind in a race. The moment you stagnate, actually, you've fallen behind because people are going past you. And that's what it's all about. Find something, pick that one thing and do it over and over again. I hope you enjoyed it. I look forward to coming back and let's start in this again. And don't forget, done is better than perfect. But with that said, there's one thing I would like to say. If there's any topic you'd love me to cover, if there's any guest you'd love me to have, if there's anything you'd love to see that would take this podcast to the next level and make it even more impactful for you, feel free to share it with me on femi@unleashed-academy.com. Femi@unleashed-academy.com. I'll be taking every feedback I get and I'll be applying it and taking this podcast to the next level. Don't forget, done is better than perfect.